The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Matt Painter. The Boilermakers are 8-2 overall and ranked number 18 in the AP Top 25 poll. Purdue will take on number 23 Notre Dame in the Crossroads Classic at Bankers Life Fieldhouse this Saturday. Coach Painter, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll start us out with some quick thoughts about your team, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Well, I think we had a tough loss a couple weeks ago against Louisville, where we didn't take care of the basketball, really didn't, you know, accept the challenge. I mean, we just came out and we didn't play well. We had too many breakdowns and had 10 turnovers in the first half. I think since then we've played a lot better. We've shot the ball well, and our defense has been better. I think that's something for us we have to keep improving as a group, just getting better from day to day and game to game on the defensive end. Obviously, you're going to play different people and have different looks, and you got to be able to modify some things at times to play against that particular team. But for the most part, you know, you need to stick with your rules and keep getting better at, you know, not letting people, you know, do what they want to do. So I think we've seen some improvements on that end, and I think that's a good sign. We still have a long ways to go. And offensively, we've done some really good things. We've been turnover prone at times. When we don't turn the basketball over and obviously defend like we're capable, we've had some really good stretches. So I think that's what we just got to try to keep building off of. But we also got to give ourselves a chance. Those stretches where we turn the ball over, it really hurts us. It gets us in transition. It gets us behind plays. So that's something we got to continue to improve on and work on. And I think if we can do that, we definitely improve our chances to score the basketball, but also to set our defense. I think that's always an important aspect. When you have low turnover games, you set your defense a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions for Coach Painter, please.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach. In terms of what you've the way your guys are playing, I'm sure you're not paying that close attention to the other Big Ten teams, but just by the results, do you think that if the league is maybe more balanced than it's been in terms of not having teams that are, you know, maybe elite teams yet, and then some of the teams that have been in the bottom have made improvements in terms of Minnesota, Northwestern, teams like that?
Well, I think a lot of it, you know, obviously comes out, you know, here in the next month when you start league play. Not in everybody's defense, you know, some people have a tougher start than others. So sometimes that's a hair misleading too, because, you know, I think once you kind of get into February, you're getting closer to, you know, the halfway point of conference season. And, you know, I think it comes down to quality wins, and that's what I talk to our guys about. You know, you have to be able to get quality wins, not just at home, but also on neutral courts and on the road. So I, from what I've read and what I've seen, obviously I think we have, you know, some good balance. And I think some teams have definitely improved. And some teams, you know, like Illinois, have gotten healthy. So I think that helps them. And, you know, Minnesota's a year older. And, you know, I think Northwestern is definitely improved. I think Scotty Lindsey, from watching tape, is a guy that's really made a stride and really helped them. But they also, they're more experienced. And so once you're starting to see some teams have guys that's been together for a couple years, I think that definitely helps.
And just to follow up, in terms of non-conference schedule, you guys have played a pretty healthy schedule. Do you see a difference in terms of when you play that kind of schedule as opposed to maybe not playing as many out-of-conference tough games that have prepared your team is for league play?
Right. Well, I think if you think, you know, as a coach, if you feel like you have a team that's capable of being in the NCAA tournament, I think you're a fool for not playing people. That's going to get you prepared. It's going to be appealing to the committee. You know, if you've played somebody, if you haven't played enough of those teams and you do have an NCAA tournament team, boy, I think you've set yourself up for failure. You've got to be really, really good in conference play then. So I think that's the telltale. We're always going to put together a non-conference schedule that's going to be appealing to the committee. I think it's smart.
Thank you.
Now, unless you're taking over. If you've just started your program and you don't feel like, man, I have an NCAA tournament team here. If I play too many, they're really going to lose their confidence. I understand that approach. But anybody else in our league, you should be playing, you know, enough people to get yourself ready for conference play, but also not have a knock, you know, on your resume come tournament time.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from Jeff Washburn, Associated Press.
Hey, Matt, how you doing this morning?
Good.
Just wanted to ask you about Notre Dame. You know, they played very well against Villanova, as you did. You're very familiar with them. They've had a lot of success in the NCAA tournament the last couple of years. I know it's early in the week, but just thoughts on what's impressed you about Notre Dame thus far and what are going to be the challenges for you in trying to beat them Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, they have a heck of a resume. They have an experienced coach. They have an experienced team, and they're in the top five in the country and three-pointers made. But they're also, you know, they're first in the country in assist turnover ratio, fewest turnovers, points per possession, and free throw percentage. So being first in the nation in four different categories and plus hitting, I think, around the fourth or fifth most threes in the country is pretty impressive. And anytime you're that good on offense, you know, it's going to help your defense also, because the ball is constantly going through the basket and you're not getting in transition very much because you don't turn the basketball over. So they have a very, very impressive group. They have an older group, and I think that's something that's pretty cool. You know, as your team progresses, you know, your guys are developing and they're getting better and they're making those improvements as a group. So, you know, they're a tough team to defend. They're a tough team to play against. You know, they have an edge to them, and Mike's done a great job.
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
Your next question is from Brendan Quinn in Live Media Group.
Hey, Matt. I'm just wondering, what's the latest on Spike, and how is he handling what I'm sure is a pretty disappointing situation given his circumstances?
Right. You know, obviously very frustrating for him, because to my knowledge, this isn't connected to his previous injuries. He had a guy land on him in Georgia State when they were going for a loose ball, and then he tried to play past that, thought he could kind of play through it. And so, you know, he hasn't been able to do that. So I'm interested to hear, you know, here in the next couple of days, kind of where he is in terms of his health, because, you know, he definitely needed to get some rest from his injury. And anytime you're dealing with a back, it's always tricky. So hopefully, you know, we get some information this week and to kind of just see where his status is.
I mean, is there any chance it's a season deal?
I would not think so. No. He'll return at some time. I'm not a doctor, obviously, but I'm curious. But no, I do not think so.
And what did he give you? Kind of just the way that he can, you know, the stuff that he does for an offense. That's what was he giving you when he was out there?
Well, just the experience. I think that's from all the questions that I've been asked so far, a lot of them kind of go back to experience or inexperience. You know, he gives you a lot of experience. You know, he thrives on the moment. He knows how to play. He's competitive. But just anybody that can take care of the basketball and make shots, and it's been, you know, in a lot of big games, you know, you can't have enough of that.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Your next question is from Mike DeFabo, Sports Indiana.
Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Hey, my question is about the Crossroads Classic and the event itself. Just what kind of opportunity is it to play some in-state rivals on a neutral court?
I think more importantly, it's a chance to play, you know, a quality opponent. That you know it's going to be in the NCAA tournament. You know, whoever gets this win, I think it's a quality win, and it helps you down the road. And, you know, you want to be able to make improvements and get better and be able to win these type of games because it has an NCAA tournament feel to it. So Notre Dame's a very good team, a very skilled team, tough, smart, well-coached. And so, you know, we know we're going to have our hands full, but we've played a lot of different type of people. I don't know we've played anybody as skilled as Notre Dame. And so this is going to pose a different look for us and something where, you know, we just simply can't get behind plays. But, no, this is great for our state, and it's great for us. And we always look forward to playing in games like this.
Mm-hmm. You know, just in the event itself, is there anything you would change about it? Like,
yeah, win.
For your only...
Yeah, yeah. I like to get a win in this event. I think that's what I'd change. But no, they've done a good job of running it. I think the fans really like it. I think it's, you know, like I said earlier, it's good for our state. And you know, but we got to have some success. We haven't done very well in this event.
Okay, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Coach. Thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this week.
All right, thank you.